I know the city of Pine Bluff is going to, you know, has a little bit of reserve. City Councilwoman Joni Alexander joined us on the phone. Good morning, Joni.
Good morning. How are you all doing today?
We're good. It's beautiful out there.
Doing good. I still haven't received my stimulus check. You think the city can give me a loan?
Yeah, just go wait for us down here.
So y'all had a Ways and Means Committee meeting yesterday. It looks like almost the whole council showed up for that.
Yeah, it was a very much needed meeting during a time such as this. So we were there.
So it looks like, and correct me if I'm wrong, that the city finance director, Steve Miller, said the reserve fund for the city is a little over $4 million, but at the current level of spending and income coming in, that's going to basically going to drain the whole thing by the end of the year.
It would be at a little over $100,000. And Greg, you have to think $4 million is the highest we've been since the ice storm. And $4 million, to me, for a city of our size, is not anything that makes me comfortable in our reserve, but it is better than $100,000.
So what are the options to do to keep the reserve from being totally used?
Furlough, layoffs, 4-day work week. We really didn't discuss layoffs too much, but we were in discussion of furloughs and 4-day work week is, but I think the 4-day work week is what a lot of people really didn't want to happen unless necessary, but I think we need to dive into these conversations a little bit more in depth. Because the way we're doing the furlough, it's really not going to save us that much money. Like, we're not doing a high percentage like the county is doing. We were going to do probably about 20-some employees. And, you know, you still have to pay 50% of that. So
Who had that idea? That's a terrible. I mean, that's not going to do that much. Is that what some of the council members want to do?
Yeah, and honestly, you know, they're thinking about the employees, and I get it, but you have to think about the totality of it, the infrastructure of the city. You have to think about sustaining our departments. Because think about it, if we only have $100,000 left or even $300,000, and we find ourselves in the same situation next year, we're not going to have money to do anything. And I'll give you an example. The street department right now, they're using some equipment that we haven't used since the ice storm. And it's been working pretty well, but it went out 3 days ago. It's going to cost us over $80,000 to get a new piece of equipment. Our police officers always constantly need new cars. So I think thinking about the money is really important right now. But, Greg, who wants to be that guy?
Well,
that makes that the priority. You know, nobody wants to be that guy, but I think times like this, somebody is going to have to be.
When you talk about furloughs or layoffs, does that include the police department, or is that a department that will not be touched?
Yeah, the furloughs, I think it was like 10 people in the police department, and then maybe one person and other smaller departments, but I think if we're going to do furloughs, it's going to have to be a far greater number than what we're discussing. Somebody's going to have to hurt some feelings. And so with the 4-day work week, we would be saving, you know, 20% in what we're using for payroll. And payroll is, you know, a budget's biggest expense. But with that, your employees would lose 20% of their pay.
So if you went to a 4-day work week, everybody across the board would have their pay cut approximately 20%.
Yes, but that would save us the most money.
Does that proposal have a lot of legs within the city council?
No, I think I'm the only one that supported that one, and nobody wants to support something like that, and I get it. But I think I'm the only one. I think that proposal will save us at least $800,000, which could keep our reserve a little bit under $1 million at the end of the year if we play it that way, because revenues are down and they're expected to be down for a while. So us getting more money in to build it, the money we would get in probably wouldn't even go to the reserve and go to other balances and things we have to pay for.
What other options are on the table? What was discussed yesterday?
Well, like I said earlier, the furloughs, and it was the discussion really going in depth dealing with the furloughs, because that's the easiest thing to do, because your employees are not missing out on money, you know, and they're getting that additional $600, so they're still being able to get to draw unemployment.
And what
but like I said,
go ahead.
No, but like I said earlier, we still have to pay 50% of debt. So it's just a lot to think about. And to be honest with you, Greg, we never really have these real conversations, because I can't meet with another council member without the press being there. And so there's always going to be this level of political correctness there. And I wish sometimes we had the opportunity to really have those conversations that we need to be having, and not worry about offending anyone, so we can actually come up with viable solutions.
So you cannot have, forget a meeting, you can't even have a conversation with another city council person on the telephone or out?
If we have a conversation, it cannot be about city business unless we notify the press. Like, if we go out for coffee and we're talking about the city's business, the press are supposed to be notified.
Well, you make sure you tell us next time you're going for coffee then.
I will send out a mass text message. So
you can't even say just one city council person. You can't just two of you go and have a coffee without telling everybody about it.
If we're going to discuss the city's business, no, we cannot.
So Joan, your 4-day work week sounds pretty legitimate to me.
It does, but if you think about the employees, that's who, you know, are going to suffer the most. But, I mean, that's happening across the board.
There's over 30 million Americans. 30 million Americans have filed for unemployment over the last 6 weeks, most from the private sector. I mean, people in government are going to have to, you know, suffer as well. I mean, it's just the way it is.
Yeah, we're that next wave. Greg, if the bank told me they had to cut 20% of my pay, yeah, it's going to hurt me, but I wouldn't dare complain, because I know that decision was not made because of Joni. It was made because of what the bank needs to do. It's not personal, mm-hmm. the decisions that we're making. So,
well, good luck. I know there's lots of it's really tough when in a city council like you're talking about. There's 8 people, then the mayor, and then, you know, press is involved. People mm-hmm. want to get reelected. There's lots of factors tugging at people. So, Joni, I appreciate you jumping on with us this morning, and good luck to you and your fellow city council members, because it's tough decisions to be made.
Very tough, but this is what we didn't campaign for this, but this is what the job is for.
Yeah, tough times for sure across the board. Hopefully we'll open up and the casino will get going and get finished, and revenues for the city will be higher by the end of the year.
Yes, let's hope for that.
They're not building as much over there. Do you have has anybody clued you in on that? Why they have slowed down construction?
No, it looks like it slowed down significantly from, you know, what they were doing at first. But no, I haven't had any discussions about that.
All right, Joni Alexander, I appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, Greg and Will.
Have a good day.